hockey, the sport many Canadian families enjoy, but can't always find the money to play.
There's no funding.
According to the executive director, Elaine Balsam of the Single Parents Association, more families wouldn't get involved with the sport if it didn't cost so much.
The money is the problem. So if you remove that issue, then you're allowing these children to participate.
The Breakaway Foundation has taken up the torch, or in this case, the hockey stick, to get kids into the game. The
Breakaway Foundation was set up in 2012, and it was set up to help children who couldn't afford play minor hockey to pay for their registration or a portion of their registration so that they would be able to get to play hockey and participate in a sport.
Debbie Doyle is the president of the Breakaway Foundation, and the list of applications is overwhelming.
They started off with about 12 kids that they were funding. Right now, we fund up to 100 kids.
The Breakaway Foundation isn't the only group in Newfoundland that helps kids get into the game.
Well, I'd just like to see you playing hockey. I'm a big fan of hockey. I've been involved in hockey all my life. I right now sit on our board of directors as the vice president of our minor hockey association, and I just like to see youth doing stuff.
Mark Collins is a business owner from Fortune who donates equipment to kids who need it.
Me and a buddy of mine actually went out and bought, out of our own money, we bought four sets of equipment each in the Play It Again Sports, actually in St. John. And we come out and we give out that equipment, and the only thing we ask back is that when your kid grows out of it, that you bring back the equipment so that I can keep it going forward.
Hockey associations across the island benefit from foundations like Breakaway because it helps kids get on the ice, according to Executive Director of Hockey NL, Craig Tulk.
Oh, it means a lot. Certainly because of the cost, obviously, of ice time and travel and those things that some parents may not have, and some parents have more than one child who is interested in the sport of hockey. So it's certainly an opportunity for those potential members that may not sign up in minor hockey programs, house league programs, due to the cost. And it's certainly a subsidy that we think really helps getting players initiated into hockey.
This is Amy Clary for Kicker.